Good afternoon. This is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Catholic Conscience 2.0, Prayer and Lunch. And my co-host, John O'Rourke, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. We haven't done a recording in a while, so we're going to do a quick chaplet, Divine Mercy. But before we do that, I do want to thank Father Jeff McCormick from St. Maximilian Kolbe in Pembroke Pines, Florida. The great 40th anniversary celebration. They had our Archbishop Thomas Whitley, other bishops, and many priests and deacons celebrate the 40th anniversary in a nice little lunch afterwards. So thank you, Father Jeff. I appreciate all you do for us. And did you have a special prayer? You told me this recently. And if you think about it, even Jesus, when he brought his greatest miracle, he brought Lazarus back to life. Lazarus is not living today, so it was just a temporary state. But it shows the miracle of God when you do prayers, rosaries, and chapel of Divine Mercy, how things could happen. And John has a same thing where his roommate's mother, he did a chaplet and a rosary, and he was able to live an extra year. So thank you, Lord, for that, for the gift. And we're asked for her prayers, but she's probably in heaven. Today we do souls of purgatory, but she's probably in heaven. So what's the first name, Johnny? I forgot. I don't remember. Oh, do you know?
Rita.
Okay. Rita, we know that you're probably in heaven today. So pray for myself and John O'Rourke. And all our dealings with God, and also sometimes we get the struggles from the other side who tries to stop us for what we do. But if you're in heaven, think of us and pray for us too, because you have close to God. And so, John, do you have a special prayer to do today? For souls of purgatory? Yeah, sure, whatever you want to do. The soul is preparatory. But today is Wednesday.
It is. Right here. Long one here. We'll do one here. This is the prayer for the deceased persons.
Okay, great. Thank you, John.
So, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and
Amen.
Pray for the deceased person, O God, whose property it is ever to have mercy in the Spirit. We invoke you on behalf of the souls of your servants, whom you have called out of this world. Look upon them with pity, let them be conducted by the holy angels to paradise, their true country. Granted that they who believed in you and hoped in you may not be able to suffer the pains of the purgatory fire, but be admitted to the eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Thank you, Johnny.
I have one our Father and a Hail Mary. So, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
And now we'll start
It ends up with... I said, and said very quickly with eternal rest, give unto their souls, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. The opening prayer for the Chapel of Divine Mercy. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life got source for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up the whole world. O bond of life, ephemeral divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself upon us. O blood and water, which gushes forth from the heart of Jesus, the fountain of mercy for us. I trust in you. Now we'll pray to our Father, Hail Mary, Apostles' Creed, and John, you do the Psalms. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Now you do Psalms, please.
Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark our iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. With you, that there is forgiveness with you, that you would be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for mourning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Amen.
Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in Holy Spirit, Holy Catholic Church. Being in the saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. And on the small bees, John, you could start off first, and then we'll rotate back and forth. And I'll do the Our Father bees. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
sake of the summer compassion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of the summer compassion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of the summer compassion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of the summer compassion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Now repeat after me three times, John. Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Closing prayer. Eternal God, whose mercy is endless, the treasures of compassion is exhaustible. Look kindly upon us, and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair, but with to become nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. And today, since we're doing the souls in purgatory, I like to pray for them on the Novena of Divine Mercy. And, okay, I'm trying to find which one that is. Okay. Okay, it's day number 8. Sorry, I had to look through all of them. Today, bring me the souls who are detained in purgatory and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. That's what Jesus stated. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said that you desire mercy. So I bring into the abode your most compassionate heart, the souls in purgatory, the souls who are very dear to you. And yet they must make rehabilitation to your justice. May the streams of blood and water which gush forth from your heart put out the flames of purgatory, that they too may the power of your mercy be celebrated. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls suffering in purgatory, who enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. I beg of you, by the sorrowful passion of Jesus, your Son, and by all the bitterness for which his most scarred soul was flooded. Manifested your mercy to the souls who are under your scrutiny. Look upon them that no other way that you only through the wounds of Jesus, your dear and beloved Son. We firmly believe there is no limit to your goodness and compassion. Amen. And John, can you do the prayer for the litany of divine mercy, the words our Lord Jesus gave to St. Faustina? And our response is, I trust in you. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Do you happen to have that handy?
Divine mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of the Father.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, greatest attribute of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, incomprehensible mystery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, gushing forth from the mystery of the most blessed Trinity.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, better than the heavens.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, source of miracles and of wonders.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, encompassing the whole universe.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, descending to earth in the first of the incarnate word.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, was flowed out from the open womb to the heart of Jesus.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, and especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the sacred house.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the founding of the Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the sacrament of holy baptism.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy and the justification through Jesus Christ.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy accompanying us through our whole life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy embracing us, especially at the hour of death.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy endowing us with immortal life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy accompanying us every moment of our lives.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy shielding us in the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy in the conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, astonishment for angels, incomprehensible to saints.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in all the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, source of our happiness and our joy.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing all the works of his hands.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the crown of all God's hidden work.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in which we are all immersed.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, sweet relief for anguished hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the only hope sparing souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, repose of hearts, peace in his spirit.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, delight in ecstasy of holy souls.
I trust in you.
And divine mercy, inspiring hope against all hope.
I trust in you. John, can you do the sacrificial prayer that the Lady of Fatima gave to the children of Fatima back in 1917.
In a moment, oh, Jesus, this is for the love of you, for the souls of poor sinners, and in reparations for the offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Amen. Thank you, John. And since tomorrow is in my book, it says do the prayer of Saint Rita, and Rita was your roommate's mother's name, who's probably in heaven, so she's not canonized, but she's probably a saint also. So let's do that prayer. Oh, Saint Rita, saint who intercedes for what seems impossible to change and advocates of hopeless cases, I turn to you, burdened by the weight of my trial. free my poor heart from the worries for which oppressed it, and give peace to my broken spirit. You, who were chosen by God to advocate hopeless cases, obtain for me the grace for which I'll ask right now. Do you have any special attention, John?
That's for all the souls in purgatory.
Thank you, John. That's a good one. And also came in when I was showing a video from the celebration of World War I, and it was in London. And I've been thinking about all those, of course, that was 1917, 105 years ago. All those souls are probably in either heaven or in purgatory. And so we'll pray for those who maybe all the veterans who have not made it to heaven yet and still in purgatory. So that's what I pray for right now. Should I be the only one not to experience the efficiency of your powerful intercession? If my sins are the obstacles granting my dearest prayers, obtain for me the grace of sincere repentance and forgiveness by the means of a good confession. Whatever may happen, do not allow me to continue to live with this tremendous suffering. Take pity on me, O Lord. Look at your hope for which I placed in you. Hear, Saint Rita, and Rita, who intercedes for us, who are without hope because of the trials and tribulations. Hear once again, in this way, manifest your mercy in us, your children. Amen. Hey, John, so do you have any more prayers you'd like to pray for today?
That is the last one I get to pray for today.
Okay, thank you, John. I appreciate it. And I believe, I know you can probably look it up, if tomorrow is the actual feast day of St. Rita, because I'm assuming since my book says a prayer, it is a feast day. So thank you, St. Rita. And thank you, Rita, who is in heaven now with St. Rita and all her family and friends. And remember to pray your daily rosary. Remember to go to church. Pray for those who were lukewarm because of the pandemic. They haven't gone back to church or go back very infrequently. Pray for them that they will come back with the strong fever that they had before the pandemic. And pray again for all the souls in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. John, do you have any final thoughts?
Say your rosary every day.
And? The chaplain.
Oh, and your chaplain, yes.
Okay, so thank you. Very powerful prayers. And as you know, John, when we pray the rosary and the chaplain, that a lot of good things could happen. And I do want to mention, I just completed a book, and I don't know if you've got it yet, John, is... I guess it's The Love of Mary. Hold on, let me get the book out. And it's a beautiful cover. And it's by Father Daniel Maria. And he's a Franciscan priest. And he works with as a professor with Dr. Scott Hahn and Dr. John. And I picked it up when I was at the conference, I guess in Miami, few months ago at St. Rosa Lima in Miami. And this book, For the Love of Mary, is a great Marian book. I mean, it is, when I read books, I get to maybe the third chapter, and by then, and if it's not interesting, I stop reading it. But this book, I could not put it down. It's all about Mary, For the Love of Mary. So anyone out there who loves Mary, or anybody out there who wants to love Mary, I remember talking on a cruise, and I promised the book at the finder, a Protestant who wants to read this book about Mary, which to me was amazing because, you know, Protestants don't give the right type of blessing that she is the mother of our Lord Jesus and the spiritual mother of all of us. And John, did you get your book that you had ordered?
No, you know,
I believe
that's super here tonight.
Okay, well, Johnny, I just finished it, and I think it is a phenomenal book. I mean, like everything. I mean, a lot to learn. I mean, I'm a member of Legion Mary, but I still learned a lot, and I recommend it for everyone out there. You can just go to Amazon. I'm sure it's the St. Paul Center. Also, you can get a copy from them. And God bless you all. And John, good luck when you're reading this book. Let me know how you love it, because I don't know. Anyone who loves marriage is going to love this book, my personal opinion. God bless you all. Have a great weekend. And we'll be talking to you soon. Amen.